You ever wondered what Amsterdam is all about? Don't just read about the culture that has accepted cannabis. Experience it firsthand with CS Travel's Sensible Amsterdam Tour with Normal. Travel to one of Europe's most beautiful cities this January for an educational and recreational visit to a city that regulates cannabis like alcohol. CS Travel has arranged an exclusive visit for reform-minded Americans that includes a private tour of some of Amsterdam's most renowned coffee shops, educational seminars with coffee shop proprietors, local law enforcement, members of the Cannabis Retailers Association, and Normal staff. Entertainment includes a special evening at the Boom Chicago Comedy Club, canal tours, visits to the city's many museums, including the world-famous Van Gogh Museum. Don't just wonder about Amsterdam, experience the beauty and freedom of this unique city firsthand with CS Travel and Normal Sensible Amsterdam Tour. Pricing information is available online at coffeeshoptravel.com. That's coffeeshoptravel.com. Or call toll-free at 800-816-1846. That's 800-816-1846. Be a sensible American. Visit Amsterdam with CS Travel and Normal this January. Call 1-800-816-1846 right now to book your trip. More information is available at normal.org. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com. And distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back to Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Today, it is Wednesday, September 12th. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal to help end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit norml.org to make your donation or join Normal today. On the program today, we have our regular weekly cannabis science segment with Dr. Mitch Earlywine. We're going to talk about that study that was in the Normal press release last week that cannabis may help alleviate anorexia. Also in the program today, we're going to speak with Dave Tree of the Superpower Music Group. You can find him online at superpowermusic.com. He's going to be live on stage at the Boston Freedom Rally this Saturday. Normal's Daily Audio Stash will be there as well, gathering some of the event audio and interviews up there. So we're going to speak with Dave today about the Boston Freedom Rally and his experience in the Boston music scene up there. Get a little local tips going on and play some music from his Superpower Music Group. Also in the show today, some comedy from the Pot's Greatest Hits CD. We have links to it right up on our website today at normalaudiostash.com. In tomorrow's program, we're going to speak with Rena Sapansky of the Drug Policy Alliance in New Mexico about how New Mexico's medical marijuana access law implementation is going out there, and also about a case where federal authorities raided a paraplegic medical marijuana user in southern New Mexico. Also tomorrow, we're going to have our interview with Robbie Roadsteamer, another guy who's going to be on stage at the Boston Freedom Rally this Saturday. We have links for more information about the Boston Freedom Rally on our website at normalaudiostash.com. You can also get it directly at masscan.com. Stonerstash.org. So a big show today and tomorrow this week. Friday, we're going to have our regular CelebStoner.com update along with some great music this week. So stay tuned every day to your first source for marijuana news, information, and entertainment right here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Let's get right into it today with our Cannabis Science segment. Each Wednesday, we feature our Cannabis Science segment with Dr. Mitch Earlywine. Mitch is professor of psychology at the State University of New York. He's author of the book, Understanding Marijuana, A New Look at the Scientific Evidence, and editor of the new book, Pot Politics. We have links to the books up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. You can also check out Mitch's new monthly column in High Times Magazine. Mitch, welcome back to the show today.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Great to speak with you again this week, Mitch. Today, we're going to look deeper into a story that was included into Normal's weekly press release last week. The headline is Pot May Alleviate Anorexia, Study Says. This was a clinical trial conducted in Israel, where there is a lot of cannabis research and medical applications going on right now. And the researchers found a common effect of cannabis here is that it stimulates appetite. But first, let's talk about anorexia itself. Mitch, it's a term that's in the press a lot, usually in association with models and actresses, but is anorexia a physical condition or a psychological one?
It's interesting because there's a little bit of confusion about this. The technical term is anorexia nervosa, and that just means a nervous sign, a nervous type of inability to maintain weight. So you often see folks have this intense and often irrational fear about gaining any body fat or gaining any weight. So they're already often extremely thin, and yet they still think that eating, you know, as little as a bowl of cereal will suddenly make them incredibly obese. And that core thought, if you will, is the thing that usually creates all the other troubles.
And how is anorexia usually treated?
It's really a tough one. This is often an uphill battle for therapists of all kinds. Generally, you have to have some kind of psychotherapy to challenge these irrational notions about weight gain. So you've got somebody who's, you know, frequently skipping meals, who thinks his or her entire life and self-worth is based on physical appearance. And so you have to have somebody, you know, talk about that week after week after week to get some of that challenged. There, you know, is a strong tendency to try to find some kind of medication to help on this. There's limited data suggesting maybe some of the antidepressants might help and other things might contribute. But in fact, without the psychotherapy, this just doesn't seem to happen very well at all.
I've also read that those dealing with anorexia are often dealing with depression as well. I have to wonder, do the two go part and parcel?
We see what they call comorbid depression, where there's another disorder occurring at the same time. The links with anxiety are also extremely high, as you might imagine. Anybody who's got this kind of rough thoughts about themselves and what their value is as a person often experiences a lot of anxiety symptoms as well.
Now, how can cannabis help this situation? The researchers found appetite stimulation, of course, from cannabis, but one has to wonder if being hungry is something that these particular patients desire.
It's a tough situation, and we usually think of anorexia just not experiencing any hunger. And that lack of hunger is actually, you know, a bit of a misnomer for anorexia nervosa. It's not that they don't get hungry, it's that they don't eat. In, you know, just informal exposure to cannabis, a lot of anorexics say, oh, if I smoke marijuana, then I just end up extremely hungry. I'll either end up eating way more than I want, having some sort of a binge eating experience, and then really feeling bad, you know, just feeling terrible, or I'm incredibly starving and don't eat, but now it's bothering me all the more, the fact that I don't eat. In this clinical trial, what was smart was, rather than using inhaled cannabis, which has a pretty rapid onset, this was a cannabis oil. And so it's administered orally, and then the onset is more gradual, and the clients have an opportunity to develop a little bit more of an appetite, and maybe then it's not such a dramatic impact on their hunger. They might be willing to eat a normal-sized meal or something, you know, relatively helpful rather than turning it into some crazy binge on snack food. And in conjunction with, then, you know, a cognitive therapist challenging some of these ideas about, you know, food is going to make me fat invariably, and I'm only a good person if I weigh under 100 pounds, that sort of things, the combination then may work better together.
Now, we often mention in our discussions here, Mitch, that those individuals who know that they might have schizophrenia in their family or who are already dealing with a mental health condition should likely stay away from cannabis. But why might not that be the case here for anorexics?
It's interesting because this is not a set of symptoms that is usually what we worry about from cannabis use. You know, we've seen some of these psychosis data that I don't think cannabis causes schizophrenia or anything, but it may exacerbate some of the irrational thoughts that go with that. It's not impossible that cannabis would make somebody, you know, even more concerned about increased body weight or even more irrational about his or her physical appearance. But that doesn't seem to be one of the standard subjective effects. This tends to be a substance that leads people to, you know, appreciate pleasure and take it easy on themselves and enjoy things. And so that may be part of the subjective effect of this cannabis oil in contributing to these improvements in clinical anorexics in this trial in Israel.
Now, what about metabolism, Mitch? Does cannabis affect metabolism at all because it is a stimulant?
Ironically, the only data we have are from Dr. Fulton's lab, and that's where people actually lived in the lab and smoked cannabis or placebo on different days, and they tended to gain more weight than you would expect given the number of calories they consumed. So it seems like, if anything, cannabis may make people more likely to put on pounds per a certain amount of calories than not. So despite that tachycardia, that increase in heart rate, there doesn't seem to be any increase in metabolism, and there may even be a slight decrease.
Also, Mitch, are the rates for the diagnosis of anorexia increasing, or are we just more aware of this very serious condition today?
I've been pleased that, you know, the public service announcements and general awareness has improved on this. This is a relatively rare disorder, but one that does seem to be slightly increasing. There was a time when things were a little bit worse, when, you know, more of the models and actresses and people like that were clearly really, really thin. And we still do get that in the media, but now, you know, the cover of People magazine says people are too skinny rather than, ooh, check out this beautiful skinny woman. And I feel like that change is something that could really help us turn a corner on this. Again, let me plug my homies at the AABT website, the Association for Advancement of Behavior Therapy, at aabt.org, and they have a link to therapists in literally every town in the United States. And so if folks are struggling with this, I really recommend them finding some help through that.
And for those who are engaged in behavioral cognitive therapies, could cannabis help or hinder that type of treatment?
It's funny because we don't have any formal data. Sort of casually, folks who are accustomed to talking to people about their thoughts and how their thoughts don't necessarily reflect the truth or absolute reality. People who've used cannabis sort of understand how their thoughts lead to different moods and how they can separate their thoughts from what's really going on in the world. And I feel like they grab onto this idea a little more readily than folks who've never had anything that altered their thoughts or their mood. But, you know, again, this is just an informal interaction I've had with several different therapists.
Righto. Well, this has been another great discussion today here, Mitch. I really appreciate you taking time to join us each week right here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Glad to help.
Thank you again, Mitch. Dr. Mitch Earlywine is professor of psychology at the State University of New York. He's author of Understanding Marijuana, A New Look at the Scientific Evidence, and editor of the new book, Pot Politics. We have links to the books at normalaudiostash.com, and check out Mitch's new monthly column in High Times magazine. Stay tuned. We're going to speak with Dave Tree coming up next and also get to play a little music from the Superpower Music Guys.
You're listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
755,000. That is a big number to be sure, but do you know what this number represents? It signifies the total number of citizens in America arrested on marijuana charges in 2004. That's right. 755,000 of your fellow citizens were arrested on marijuana charges. That's an arrest every 40 seconds. And 9 out of 10 of those arrested are for possession-only charges. Does continuing marijuana prohibition make sense to you? It certainly does not to the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws and its members. I'm Normal's Executive Director, Alan St. Pierre, and if you too think that it is high time to end marijuana prohibition and replace it with a tax and regulate policy, please join and support Normal's 36-year legislative efforts to reform our country's misguided marijuana laws. You can learn more about Normal or become an active supporter by calling toll-free 888-67-NORMAL, N-O-R-M-L, or by visiting us on the web at normal, N-O-R-M-L.org.
What's up, y'all? This is Soja, and you are right now listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Big up yourself.
Musician Dave Tree has been involved with the Boston Freedom Rally for many years. He's going to be on stage this Saturday for the big annual event on the Boston Common. You can find him online at superpowermusic.com. We have links to it on our website today as well. Dave, welcome here to the Audio Stash today.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
It's great to speak with you today. And now, how did you first get involved with your long-standing work here with the Freedom Rally?
I found out about it by complete accident. I was walking to go see a show with Sam Black Church and Only Living Witness, these bands back in the day they were playing. And we were walking through the Boston Common, and there was all these other bands that we knew, like, playing on the bandstand. And it was, like, kind of raining out and stuff, but they were out there playing, and we were like, what's going on? They're like, oh, this is the pot rally. I'm like, awesome. That was it. We're like, great. All right, we found it, you know.
Right on. Well, it seems like this event really brings out a very cool crowd to play in front of there.
Oh, yeah, it's a fantastic crowd. And then plus you're also on, like, the Boston Common, where kind of like it all started back in the old days, where the people used to go down and rally and riot and tar and feather the Tories and drag them through the street.
Right on. And Dave, you know, you're in a number of bands right now. In what musical incarnation are you playing with this Saturday?
This year it's the band Superpower. Originally I was in Tree, and then that lasted only 13 years. So then after that, I was in this band Drug War for like a year or two, and now I'm in this band Superpower for about... been like since 2004, so I've been in a band since like 90.
Right on.
And so it's a good way to be. I'm not in it to make a lot of money, but I make a lot of friends, and my friends don't run out on me like the money does. And you make a lot of music, and the music never leaves you.
And what's the driving force behind the music for you?
I don't know if there's one exact driving force. It's just, I guess it's just have to be kind of like as loud and as badass as completely possible, and have some really good, heavy, kind of aggressive, fast music for other people to kind of cut loose and go nuts.
Right on. And outside of the Freedom Rally this Saturday, we've been asking our Boston guests about this. What's your take on the music scene in Boston from your perspective there?
It's a pretty heavy, like, there's a big, like, punk rock, hardcore metal scene up here. I mean, the Northeast kind of has an aggressive scene, but there's, like, it's a very, also, I mean, that's just part of what I do. But what else that goes on around town is, like, a ton of different variety of bands from all different kinds of genres and all different kinds of, like, you know, all around the world, because people come here to go to school, so a lot of people start bands when they get out here, and so we have, there's like an international flavor as well, but I would say it's mostly rock and roll. It's a strong rock and roll town.
Right on.
And that includes your pop rock to your punk rock.
And Dave, how about marijuana law reform? Is that something that you see as promising there in Boston, especially with this big event happening right in the center of town each year?
I'd like to see it happen. You know, I think for all of all the name calling of Massachusetts being so liberal, growing up here and living here in Boston, it's not as liberal as they like to say. It's very, I mean, I think it's I guess they vote liberal, but they're very conservative Democrats. So, I mean, I think it goes all the way back to, like, the whole Puritans. They were kind of uptight folks, and some of their laws are actually still in effect in Massachusetts, there's a lot of stupid laws out there that need to be changed. It's like, it seems like once they get a law passed, it's like so hard to get it, what, unpassed, you know, to get it repealed. So, I don't know, but like, but Boston and Massachusetts seem to be leading the pack in like, the whole, gay marriage issue and other issues of equality. I mean, I think, when people get arrested and sent to prison for long, long, long periods of time, it's like the time outweighs the crime, and it's like a soft crime, and you do hard time for it, and it destroys lives, and it's almost a form of persecution as well as prosecution, you know?
And what sort of scene is there in Boston for marijuana smokers in general? Not just the music vibe, but the overall one when it comes to pot.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of people that smoke, I mean, of course, but it's very, you don't smoke straight up on the, you don't walk down the street smoking. I don't know if people do that in other cities, but they definitely don't do it here, you know? But there's tons of people up there that burn. And there's totally different, like, you know, groups of people that burn. You get the deadheads and you got the punk rockers and then you got the professionals.
And I have to ask, what are you looking forward to out of the Freedom Rally this Saturday?
Oh, the shiny sun, the good weather. I'm really hoping for the good weather. And I'd like to see as many people to come down and check it out. If they've been there before, they know exactly what they're in for, and they always come back. And if you never come down, you should come see this. It's actually quite a sight to behold. It's a lot of fun. And I don't know, if you get down there, I definitely encourage people to feel free, but just be careful what you're doing and what you're smoking out of it, you know. Don't bring a bunch of glass down, just bring a bunch of paper.
Oh, right on, man. Sound advice from a local there. We're going to wrap things up here and get to some superpower music, Dave. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners here today?
Yeah, I mean, if you do believe in the reform of marijuana laws, come down and represent and let your voice be heard, let your face be seen, don't be afraid. I mean, that's what it's all about. Like, we live in a democracy, we live in a land of the free. It's like, it's up to the power of the people to make things change, so let's make a change.
Right on. Well, Dave, this has been a great conversation here today. I really appreciate you taking time to join us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chris. It's been a pleasure, and I encourage everybody out there to keep it green.
Right on. Dave Tree from Superpower Music there. Let's get to one of their tracks now. This is a live set from the Middle East in 2005. Again, you can see these guys and many other bands live on stage at the Boston Common this Saturday for the Boston Freedom Rally. We have links to it right up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. We'll be right back. That was Dave Tree and Superpower Music there. They can be found online at superpowermusic.com. You can catch them live along with a number of bands at the Boston Freedom Rally this Saturday on the Boston Common. More information about that event is available on our website at normalaudiostash.com. Now let's get to some comedy here today from the Pot's Greatest Hits CD. We have links to it and to download tracks from it right up on iTunes. Just check out our website at normalaudiostash.com.
Jake Anarino recorded this set at Go Bananas in Cincinnati. He's a comic, a musician, and tours with an improv troupe. But we only care that he loves weed, right, Jake?
I smoke a lot of weed. They lump it in with crack and heroin, that's bullshit. They're like, crack, heroin, and ooh, marijuana, ooh. You see crack babies, you never see no weed baby pop out. With dreads, where's the bong mama? Shaba! Excuse me, Mr. Officer. That shit doesn't happen. It's bullshit. Like, why do they test athletes for marijuana? Can someone explain that? They're testing athletes? Like, weed might give you some unfair competitive edge. Quarterback drops back and plays guitar. 10-yard loss. My grandma's like, I don't understand you kids today and your illegal drugs. I'm like, no shit, Grandma. It's because you're blitzed on prescription medication. Escalators elude my grandma. She misses the step and then watches it go up. That's the one I want. Nope, didn't get. I'm like, give me some of that shit, Grandma. It's better than weed. That's the good stuff. I don't do the stupid shit that they do in those commercials. I've never run over a kid on his bike coming out of the drive-thru. Who's letting their kid ride their bike in front of the damn drive-thru window? Don't blame me. It's not my weed. It's your shitty parent is what it is. Watch your kid, man. Stoners aren't ripping out of the drive-thru. Punch it. They're like, let's eat here. I've never shot my friend in the face. You see this one? The two kids are doing bong rips. One of them picks up a gun, which everybody keeps right next to their bong, Snoop Dogg, and shoots his buddy in the face. That's some bullshit. A gun's the last thing I want to mess with when I'm stoned. I'm like, careful with that candle. Let alone the pistola. Yeah, man. Then they had this one commercial that shows a big fat joint. It says, this is the joint Bob bought. I'm like, all right, Bob, that's a big fucking joint. Big joint. Nice commercial. Then it shows a picture of a beautiful woman, and it says, this is the dealer that sold it to him. Like, hot chicks sell weed. Hot chicks don't sell weed. Hot chicks don't even buy weed. They're like, I'll smoke yours and not fuck you. I'm not saying I don't do stupid shit when I'm stoned. I do. I filled up my gas tank, drove off with the hose still in the car. My friend's, the cop pulls out behind us. My buddy's like, act natural. Like a cop's not going to notice 80 feet of hose just whipping outside my car. And I'm stoned. You know why I pulled you over? No, but turn your lights back on. I'm going to, okay, time to go to jail. Fuck it. Here we go. Take me in. Guilty. Weed is safe. Safer than booze. Half you fuckers are going to drive home with one hand over your eye. It's one lane now. I'm going to be friendly, patient, tolerant, stoned. Go ahead, after you. No road rage when you're stoned. You cut me off! Yeah! I like your car, man.
That was some comedy there from the Pot's Greatest Hits CD. We have links to it on our website. And to download some tracks from Pot's Greatest Hits on iTunes, just check out normalaudiostash.com for more details on that. Another guy who's going to be on stage, the Boston Freedom Rally, who we'd love to play here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash, is a member of Normal's Legal Committee, and he's also a musician who performs pretty frequently out there. His name is Ben Scales, and if you've tuned into the Audio Stash in the past, we've played this song a number of times, but it has been a while, probably too long. So here's Ben Scales with his song, Growing Marijuana in My Yard.
I call this my Coming Out of the Closet song. I'm not at all ashamed to say that I'm growing marijuana in my yard. Growing marijuana in my yard. I got little pots of pot spread out all over the lot, 'cause I'm growing marijuana in my yard. I got the seed from Mexico. Stuck it in some dirt and let it grow. Put it in my garden with my peppers and my peas, and I get all the smoke I need for free. 'Cause I'm growing marijuana in my yard. Growing marijuana in my yard. We keep it where no one can see, so let's keep this between you and me. But I'm growing marijuana in my yard. 'Cause I'm growing marijuana in my yard. But I can't tell my boss or I'll get far. I don't grow much, just what I use. I work all day and when I'm through, I smoke some marijuana from my yard. Wants to talk to me. He says, how you gonna smoke up all that weed? He says, money's what you're in it for. Don't you know we're in a war? Now I'm gonna haul your ass downtown with me. And I said, hey man, what is it to you? How do I infringe on what you do? Well, I beg your pardon if you're offended by my garden. Well, I just can't grow Prozac in my yard. So I grow my own medicine in my yard. I give some to my neighbor for his heart. I share it with my grandma, who keeps it from her son. 'Cause we all know that stuff's against the law. Well, now there's nothing growing in my yard. 'Cause the cops took all my land, both my cars. Now I have to buy my pot from a teenager in a parking lot who's growing marijuana in his yard. Oh, anyone can grow it in their yard. Hey, I can show you how, it ain't hard. Never mind the president, let's overgrow the government, and I'll grow marijuana in our yard. Let's grow some marijuana.
Ben Scales there, a member of Normal's legal committee and also a musician with that great track, Growing Marijuana in My Yard. Always a joy to play it here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Stay tuned to the show tomorrow. We're going to have Rena Sapansky from the Drug Policy Alliance of New Mexico and also Robbie Roadsteamer, who will be on stage at the Boston Freedom Rally as well. It's going to be a great week right here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Make sure you tune in every day. Listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 420 tomorrow.